And the Melchema, Hirak Yeshua Benun did for the Givoinim, to protect the Givoinim from Malki Tzedek and from all the other kings. But there are a couple Nakudas in this Perek that are really astounding. We know Kibush Haaretz, generally speaking, was done B'derech HaTeva, right? It was unlike what we had in Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim is considered Lamala Min HaTeva, and Kibush Eretz Yisrael was B'derech HaTeva, right? Primarily. So, that's, except for Yericho. The Olam remembers we spent a lot of time on why Yericho was that way, but the rest of Kibush of Eretz Yisrael was done B'derech HaTeva, a war, a regular war, fighting a war. Avadin is Nisim. Everything is Nisim. But Neis, that's Melubish and Teva, which means a Neis that's, that at least could be viewed upon as a natural thing. Melchemes Givoinim is unique. For some reason, this Melchome went back to like the Yitzis Mitzrayim days. Number one, Yeshua Benun says, Oz Yedaber Yeshua Vayoymer le'enei kol Yisrael shemesh begivoin don. He stops the sun. It's not a very natural thing, right? In fact, the ganze nature of the world, the teva of the world, is compared to the sun. The sun is the most reliable natural event. He stops the sun. That is like that's a break in the whole teva. Mistama, a bigger nest than many of the Nisim in Mitzrayim. The Pasuk Taka says, never happened. For loyo yo kayoim ahu lefonov, in Gantz Tanakh, you don't find this Lashon. For loyo yo kayoim ahu lefonov, v'achrov l'shmoya Hashem b'koilish. Never happened. Why? Ki Hashem nilchom li'Yisrael. Because Hashem was fighting for Klal Yisrael. What's going on here? First of all, why in the world did Yeshua Benun stop the sun? Simplistically, when you read it, it may sound like he wanted to fight in daylight. It's easier to fight during daylight. Stop. He asked the sun to cooperate. Chazal tells us that's not the pshat. Chazal say it was Friday, Shabbos was about to come in, and mainly he stopped the sun. The sun doesn't go down, it's not Shabbos. That's why he stopped the sun. Neither pshat really, l'chaira, is understandable. If the reason he stopped the sun to win the war, this whole war was l'malam al-atev, as we'll see. If it was Shabbos, which Chazal tells that was the chasaran, it was Shabbos, he was worried about chil Shabbos. The preferish apostle, I'd read it all. That milchama of kibush Eretz Yisrael is doicha Shabbos. He didn't have to stop. Keep on going. Why would he ask for a nest? L'chari, not allowed to ask for a nest. Shouldn't be allowed to ask for a nest. Forget it. L'chari would be also to ask for a nest. Ask for a nest for what? Somebody would ask for a nest. He has to take a chayla on Shabbos, a chayla sheyesh b'sakone, to the hospital. And what? Ask for a nest, what? The day should take him on a magic carpet. So you shouldn't have to machal Shabbos. There's no Indian to ask for such a nes. Also to ask for such a nes. Also to ask for such a nes. What's Yeshua asking for a miracle? This is a Melchemes Mitzvah, which is the Zman, is even Shabbos. They already started the Melchemes. Ad Rinat Afilu B'Shabbos. That also doesn't make sense. The reason that the Pasuk gives why Hashem stopped the sun is always. What? Meaning, Eilav Arecha Ve'ilav Asu, Simanach L'Shem HaShem HaKim Naske. The Pasuk says, V'loi Hoyo Kayoim Ha'ulufonov. This never happened in history. That the sun should stop. V'achrov. It never happened afterwards either. L'Shmoya HaShem B'Koilish. You know why? Now give me the reason. Why did the sun stop? So give me a new reason. Never happened before. Never happened after. Now give me a new reason. You know what the reason is? Ki Hashem nilchom li Yisrael. That's always. So the Navi The Navi tries to explain to us why this unbelievable miracle takes place and gives us a reason that's not historical. That was a daily occurrence when they were Kovish Eretz Yisrael. Hashem Nilchom Lahem. So what's going on? Then you go through the Hemshech. The Pasuk says the whole the Nisim that happened here were remarkable. Stones came snowing down from Shemayim. Mamish, this whole Muhammad was Lamala Menateva. The whole from beginning to end. Obviously something, there's a reason for this. So what's the Chesh? So I want to tell you an idea, a simple idea, which I really got this idea from the stipler, Zechatzadik Levroche. It's a Moiridika stipler. The stipler talks about, in general, that there's two Mahalchim in the Bria. Of course, there's Teva and Nes. And we always understand that Teva is what's normal. Nes is chutz, is what's not normal. And Adaraba, the Gemara says in Bava Basra, it's better to have an hogativi. Famous, if you could live your life without miracles, you're better off. It's not like a mila to need miracles. The Gemara says in Bava Basra, Nebuchadnezzar was a man. He lost his young wife. He had a baby. He didn't have milk. There was nobody to nurse the baby. It wasn't like today where they had formula. Nasaloy Nes. Shemaiah made a miracle and he was able to be Meinik his son. He got milk. Like a woman would have milk, he got milk. And the Gemara over there has a whole shakal of atari. At the end, the Gemara says, "Kama guru adam zeh." Not a mila. Shenishtana olav sidrei breishes. Meaning, it's better to have a wife to nurse your baby. It's better not to need to come on that you should be nursing your baby. Forgetting the tragedy, avada the tragedy. The Gemara is saying, forget the tragedy. The Gemara is saying it's a chesaron that's nishtana olav sidrei breishes. It's not a mila to need an nes. It's a chesaron to need an nes. It's not a mila. Yeah, if you need a nest, you get one. Baruch Hashem, you got a nest. But it's not a mila to need a nest. That's for sure. It's not a mila to need a nest. Rav Shloimeh Kluger, Chochma Shloimeh, in his tshuvas, he says an unbelievable chiddush. He says a woman is not chayiv in lechem mishnah on Shabbos. Well, the place can argue with that, but he holds a woman is not chayiv in lechem mishnah. First of all, there's a shaila in the Rishonim if a woman is chayiv in all the mitzvahs of Shabbos. We know that the mitzvah is Shabbos, l'chor, mitzvah say she'as man komen, right? So if the Torah wouldn't have said zochar v'shomar, then a woman would only be chayiv in the lavim of Shabbos. She wouldn't be mechuyiv in kiddush, she wouldn't be mechuyiv in oinik Shabbos, she wouldn't have any chiyuvim. Only loisasa komoloch. But l'maisa, the zochar v'shomar is b'dibra echad nemra. From there we learn now, kol she'yeshnoi b'shomar, yeshnoi b'zochar. So a woman is chayiv in kiddush like a man. No different. The shaila is a woman chayiv in all the mitzvahs of Shabbos. So this is a machlokes rishonim. Does a woman have everything? Covered, oinik, just like a man. Rav Shloimeh Kluger says that even if a woman is chayiv in all the mitzvahs of Shabbos, she's potter from lechem mishnah. Listen to why he says, why achap what he says. Tosfos says that the emes is, il mole chotu Yisrael, the midbar grew. The midbar had ability. Hashem gave a koyach in the midbar for things to grow naturally. But Kleisel did a chet, and it stopped growing. The midbar wasn't able to produce. So ulmolei chotu Yisrael, the midbar would have grown. He says, Take, if we wouldn't have done the egel, this and that, the midbar would have grown. We wouldn't have needed the mon. We would not have needed the mon. Tosfos Zechulun brings down this medrash that the midbar... So really, the men did a chet, and because of the men, we needed the man. Else the woman, so for us, the man was a tremendous mila. Because once we did a chet, and the man wasn't able, and the ground wasn't growing, so we would have starved to death. The Yebishti gave us man, Baruch Hashem, right? Baruch Hashem, we needed an nes. The Yebishti gave us an nes, Baruch Hashem. Zochter Shloimeh Klugel, but the woman, they didn't do a chet. So als them, the midbar would have grown regular. They could have had regular food growing from the ground. So for them, the man was a chesaron. For us, the man was a mila. We did a chet. We weren't right to have stuff grow regular. So we needed a miracle. So we remember on Shabbos, we have a din, zeichel anes. He says, for the woman, the man was not a maila. A male, the woman, apote, he says, la locha. He says, la locha, a woman doesn't need lechem mishnah. She's, again, if she's eating with the family, so she has lechem mishnah. If she's making her own brocha, she's not required to lechem mishnah. That's, but the stipler comes and the stipler says like this. Unbelievable stipler. He says, that's all. If you're doing something for yourself, you need something. You could either get it naturally, you get it through a miracle. It's either Abba. You should pray that you should never need a miracle. Amos Paul Maisimis. It's not a mile to have an S. It's a mile not to need an S. It's a mile not to need an S. Rabbi Beryl Wein always says that he once met Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Auerbach when he was coming back from a gym in Eretz Yisrael, and he was dressed with his sweat clothing, whatever that you work out. He says that Shlomo Zalman passed him by, and he was embarrassed. Shlomo Zalman saw him with his sweatshirt, and he explained to Shlomo Zalman, the way I'm dressed, I'm coming back from the gym, you know, work out to try to stay healthy. Shlomo Zalman told him, the lashon he used to him is strange, but imamish means this. He says, try to keep yourself healthy. Don't ask the Rebbeinu Shlomo for extra favors. Right? You don't take care of yourself, you're asking the Eibishter for extra favors. It's a mila not to ask for extra favors. It's a mila. So the emes is that an ace is not a mila. Zok the stipler. That's if you're doing something for yourself. If you're doing something for Shemayim, there an ace is teva. If you, theoretically, if you're doing something purely for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, purely for Shemayim, then there's no boundary between Shemayim and Earth. Then a miracle is part of nature. There's nothing wrong to ask for a miracle. And with that, he answers literally hundreds of kashas. He doesn't address all of them, but from all over Shas. Pilchas Ben Yor are going to do Pidyon Shvu, you're making Kriyas Yardin, you find Amiloyim, no problem, Nisim V'Nifloyas. Because it was purely L'Shem Shemayim, then there's no chsaron in the nes. And that's how the Gemara, I use this type to answer the Gemara by Rachel and Leah. The Gemara says that Amos Palam al Maisen Nisim. The Gemara says in Brochas that you can't daven that your wife should have an akeva after 40 days. Because at that point, once a woman is already pregnant for 40 days, the gender is already there. So you can't daven my wife should have a zohar and a akeva. In fact, the Gemara, Rachel and Leah. The Gemara asked the Kash. The Gemara says, Leah daven that Rachel should get Yosef. The Gemara says, Emaskir Maisenis. What do you mean, Emaskir Maisenis? You have a Raya. According to the stipulus, it's Givaldic. Because Leah wasn't davening for herself, Bechlal. Why was Leah davening? She was davening because L'shem Shemayim, that her sister shouldn't have less than the Shvachis. That kind of a tefillah, Nisim is normal. That's Maisen Nisim, that you can't bring a Raya from it. Every single war we had in Eretz Yisrael, we were doing to protect ourselves. We were doing it to get land. We were doing it to protect ourselves. The Givonim, they weren't our friends. They weren't our friends. And they sent a message that we should protect them. And Chazal say, at the end of the day, the only reason why we accepted them and protected them is al kiddush shem shamayim. So this whole milchama wasn't for us. A milchama that's not for you, that's only l'shem shamayim, over there, nes is teva. That's why this milchama was different than all other milchamas. A milchama that's for shamayim, you don't do on Shabbos. Milchama that's for you, you're allowed to be doicha shabbat. There's a stira between Eretz and shamayim, you're allowed to do. This was a different kind of war. This was a war, because the war was purely l'shem shamayim, Klai Yisrael were fighting this war for themselves. They weren't fighting a war to protect their friends. They were fighting a war that there shouldn't be a kiddush achil Hashem. Such a type of war, the nes turns into teva. Merging back into Chanukah, because I'm going to tell you a couple of minutes on Hilchos Chanukah, this also explains the Bechor Shoh. That, you know, the halacha is that if you forget to say Alan Nisim and benching on Shabbos, on during the week, even Chanukah, Shabbos also. It's a machlokes because we shen me Alan Yovi on Shabbos, but Alan Nisim, everybody agrees. If you get Alan Nisim on Shabbos, or during the week, on Chanukah, you don't have to bench again, right? What do you do if you forget? Shimi, what do you do, Taka? What happens if you didn't finish benching? There's a nusach, you say. Harachamon. never happened to you, you never forget. Harachamanu yasalonu nisim, kemoisha osalavisin. It's brought down in the Ramah. Comes the Bechor Shor, and he says, how could you make such a tefillah? To say she'osa nisim, it's fine. Harachamanu yasalonu nisim? Ein mispalam amaisa nisim. So the Bechor Shor, yes, on the Ramah. How does the Ramah write that we could daven for miracles? He can't. You could thank Hashem for the miracle that you needed. You can't daven or rachmanu yaslo. But according to the disciples, gevaldik. Because the whole mechiluk between Chanukah and Purim is what the war was l'shem shemayim. The war was protect the mitzvahs. Such a kind of war, the nes is teva. Harachmanu yaslo nisim kemoish oslav. This type of nes, you could daven for. Okay, a bit of chanukah.